Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Time for the morning show. Got your host, James, here, joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday out there. We're going to make sure it's a good one. We got good things on the way. What are young people putting in their beer? We are going to find out. got that one. I want to make time for this this little thing that Amazon just kind of did a Friday news dump on about their Prime membership. I want to talk about that. And we've got a new car a car sickness hack that might be able to help you.
And okay. That's a weird title.
It really could not have worded that worse. I don't know. All that coming up for you, everybody, along with some good news stories of the day, some local stuff. We'll get into our schedule and all of that as well. But right now, a warning, if not a reminder to the audience, you all are stuck with me. I ain't going anywhere because Saturday Night Live just announced their new cast and I am not a part of it.
James.
I was in the top 2000. So I, you know, made a nice cut. It was nice of Lauren to see my name. It was nice of him to do that.
That's good.
Saturday Night Live returns October 4th for season 51. And finally, we know who's coming back. The cast, of course, Heidi Gardner and some of the members of Please Don't Destroy, their video group, are not going to be a part of the new cast. There's a couple of other members that have been let go. But the people that are coming back, well, you know Kenan Thompson's coming back. And that is amazing. Kenan is going to be back. Aloha Chloe Fineman, who I really, really like. Ego Wodeman, Marcella Hernandez, Sarah Sherman. Mikey Day, who is an incredible, really, really good writer. He's worked on a lot of shows. Some of your favorite shows out there he has worked on. And I really feel like he has really grown in the last two seasons. It's cool to see him get this next one. Bowen Yang is coming back as well. Bowen Yang started out as a writer on the show and never really wanted to be a cast member. He kind of got kind of pushed into that, a little similar to Tina Fey, but not as similar. And he's really taken the ball and run with it. He's gone on to be, you know, in big movies like Wicked and things like that. Oftentimes, when your star is like that, you can either, okay, the iron is hot, I need to jump from the show and get on my acting career. Or you can stick around and be an elder statesman and kind of have like a last year run, you know, where you get to kind of say goodbye to the audience, say goodbye to some of these big characters like Kate McKinnon did and some other actors. Molly Shannon did this. Some others have. And you also get to help out the young cast members of, hey, this is the world we're in now.
Yeah.
It is interesting, too, that they noted that the Please Don't Destroy guys are not breaking up. Their group isn't breaking up. The members are just doing different things, including John Higgins, who is going to be, he left SNL. Martin is going to be a writer, and Ben Marshall, the redhead, if you will, is going to be a constant member on the show. He's been promoted to the main cast. Another big part of this was what's going to happen with Weekend Update, because they've been doing this for a long time. In fact, Colin Jost has been a writer on the show since 2005. They've been doing for 12 seasons now, I believe. Well, they are back. They are going to be doing at least one more season. Shay and Jost will be doing Weekend Update still, and I'm very happy about that. We'll see where this goes, even though they didn't cast me. I'm joking. I'm excited.
We still wish them well.
There's a couple of members that I've actually worked with, some of the new people that were at Second City, and have one of them in particular, a student, and I'm very excited for them as much as I am for some of these other older cast members that, whether this is their last year or not, they get to know that, hey, this might be my last year. I'm going to leave it all out there. Unless you're Kenan Thompson, of course, where you're coming back every year. which is awesome. I want Kenan to stay there for another 20 years. I don't want him going anywhere. I think he's fantastic. And, you know, one thing we don't give a lot of credit to with this show, whether you're on the show for a couple of seasons or you're like Kenan Thompson going on, you know, well over double digit seasons. Think about being able to stay relevant on that show. when you don't have returning characters. Back in the day, especially in the 80s, the highlight of this, you know, Phil Hartman had like three or four recurring characters. Chris Farley, Adam Sandler, we mentioned earlier, Mike Myers, Dana Carvey, every one of them had recurring characters. They had characters that they keep coming back to and help them stay relevant on the show and help these characters, you know, kept getting them work. Mm-hmm. Bowen Yang, Kenan Thompson, even to a degree, Mikey Day, any of these characters, they don't really have a lot of that. And yet they're able to still stay on this show and stay relevant and stay funny. I think that means a lot. I think that really stands out.
Yeah.
Along with James Austin Johnson, who does the Trump impression. And it's the best Trump impression I've ever seen by far and away. It's not even close. He's got first and second place as far as I'm concerned. Like, and he does a good job. Having him on there and too. It's going to be a fun season, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if I'm being real with everybody, I'm just happy it's coming back. I'm just happy Saturday Night Live is still a thing and it's still on the air.
Hmm. I wish I could add something to it, but I've honestly never even seen it.
I try to ramble so I don't put you on the spot. And Melissa, your thoughts?
I have nothing to add. What show is this that you'd speak of? I'm under a rock somewhere.
Well, I don't know. This might be this is kind of on the opposite end of things, I think. But it's interesting still. The Fyre Festival is back, but not in the festival form. There's actually a play in the works called Fyre Fest, the Musical. It's a comedy based on the debacle that was the original 2017 Fyre Festival. As a side note, it's funny because that festival, for those that haven't heard, it was a festival that was hyped up to be this great big thing, and it turned into a debacle is putting it lightly. Thousands of people lost thousands and thousands of dollars on this festival, making plans to go out there and everything. The promoters of it, really, as far as I can tell, and from the documentaries I've watched, really never had a true accountability. And while it was a joke of a pyramid scheme, it felt like, of a festival. It was a real failure, and it's noteworthy for a lot of reasons, in part because of the gigantic, like, there's debacles, and there is just gigantic failures on a monumental level, and this one was one of those. Well, that sounds like a pretty good comedy to me. that sounds pretty, you know, it's certainly not funny for the people involved and lost money and things, and I don't make light of that at all. But I do think if you are like the producers of this comedy, Rita Ora, who is the husband, the wife of Taki Wadaki, who I always mispronounce his name, but incredible writer and director of Jojo Rabbit and What We Do in the Shadows, directed some of the Thor movies as well. They're going to be doing this. And he says, quote, "I think the idea is exciting, weird, and potentially disastrous, which seems apt that this is how I like to work. I can't wait to get started and snatch me some of the sweet American theater money." and kind of making a joke about the Fyre Festival itself, because this is where most of the money for that festival came from, America.
Wow. Okay, I had to look it up because I was not familiar with it. And for listeners who also aren't familiar with it, it was a huge expense, like $100,000 were the tickets to go to this glamorous party on a deserted island, but it didn't work out. They were mattresses on rain-soaked floors, meals of cheese slices on bread, and their luggage thrown into an unlit car park.
The idea was you were going to go to this island, and you were going to be completely immersed in the island. You were going to be able to live there for the weekend. You'd have a room and board. They were going to have food. They were going to make sure they'd have all these amazing artists there. So you were just, you know, when you weren't taking in amazing music, you were bopping around the island and all that. And they spent all their money on basically a music video to try to sell this to people. And then when they got there, it was still
a building site. Yeah.
Yeah. They were doing construction and everything while people were getting there. There was no logistics for any of this. It was basically one guy who was, you know, not only to blame for all this, but the, you know, 99% of it on his plate. I Ja Rule skated by a lot of this too, by the way. He was a huge part of this as well, selling this and trying to get people involved involved with it and putting his name on it. And he kind of, I think, skated by to a degree as well.
Billy McFarland is serving a 6-year jail term for fraud.
And not enough. It's not enough. To me, I think he got off easy. The jail sentence, I don't make light of any prison time. If it's a day, if it's 6 years. But the money that those people lost and that he's supposed to pay back, they're never going to see. No. They're never going to see that money. And that's where they get off easy on this stuff. This happens all the time where these, wannabe millionaires or millionaires get away with these things. And, the courts will make it fair. The courts will get the justice. They don't, though, because they never see that money. Like that money, that money should be there. That they should be made to work that money off. Mm-hmm. and I don't think that's a far-fetched thing.
No, but it does sound like great fodder for a movie.
Yeah,
I mean, I wish it hadn't actually happened.
Yes,
but it will make a good movie.
It should make a darn good comedy. Yeah. Especially with the minds that they have behind it. It should be a good one. Speaking of great minds, we know that every one of you listeners out there have a recipe or know of a recipe that is just wonderful. It's one of your favorites. Mm-hmm. It's a go-to. Maybe you bring it out every Christmas or every Thanksgiving. Maybe it's just one that you happen to enjoy, or it's a comfort food or something like that. It doesn't matter if it's a breakfast, if it's for dinner, if it's a dessert. We want your recipes.
Yes. Yes, we do. We want the recipe cards from your grandma's recipe box. Take a picture. Send it to us. However you got to get it to us, bring it on down. Pam will make a copy for you. Or you can go on our website and click on the easy link to submit them right there online.
Yeah, it's right there for you. If you go to WFHR.com, it's on our banners. You click on it, and it's just a couple of things that you have to answer to let us know what this is about. Now, if that doesn't work for you going online, just reach out to us any way, whatever medium you have. You want to call us, that's fine. You want to stop by, we'd love to see you. Any way you can get this recipe to us, please get it to us. We want to fill all of our local recipes. We want locals. This cookbook that we're putting together is not going to be the same without you.
That is true.
We're celebrating 85 years around here. We're bringing the cookbook back, and we want you to be a part of it. Head on over to WFHR.com. Get us that recipe. And while you're there, if you haven't done so already, be sure to sign up for the WFHR newsletter.
We just need your email address. It's free, and it comes into your inbox every week.
I'm looking forward to this week's edition. It's going to be fun. Check it out. We will take a quick time out. Oh, well, you know what? Let me remind you. I did want to do this real quick, too. I wanted to remind everybody that Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater is celebrating their golden anniversary with their variety show.
Yeah, that's coming up soon.
October 11th, 2 o'clock, they're going to have light hors d'oeuvres, a reception afterwards, and they are looking for acts to participate in their anniversary celebration. Are you a juggler? Do you know magic? You ever wanted to try stand-up? Whatever it might be. Say you and a couple of your friends want to do a famous 90s boy band song. Whatever it might be.
That's a little on the nose, James.
Yeah, a little bit. My improv skills need help. We are looking forward to having you be a part of this amazing show. We're looking for everybody. And I also think this is a great opportunity for people that have maybe wanted to, try their hand at the theater to give this a shot.
It's low pressure. It's easy. You're going to be in a crowd of people that will cheer you on and lift you up and support you, because that is what we do at the theater.
Yeah, there's nothing but positivity and people supporting. Whatever you do out there, we want you to give this a shot. Join us as we celebrate this anniversary, because it's really your anniversary too, everybody. Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater for over 50 years has been made up of locals, and we want you to be a part of this. Get on over to wrctheater.org and go ahead and check out that 50th anniversary volunteer and or audition form and fill it up.
Yeah, because maybe you don't want to be on stage, but you can help set up tables or help serve hors d'oeuvres or whatever's needed.
Yeah, and then you get a great seat. For all the action. So you want to check that out. Melissa and I will take a quick time out. We'll come back and find out what young people are putting in their beer. We are going to talk about that when we come back on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. I got a couple of stories I want to get to before we get to our news break. If you've been sharing Amazon Prime with friends or family, this is some tough news. Amazon announced that they are ending a program called Prime Initiatives that was letting users share perks with people outside of their household. Their Amazon, quote, their Amazon family program won't be affected. You can still use that to share perks like two-day shipping with another adult in your home and your kids. They stopped letting people sign up for Prime invitees way back in 2015, but people who were in it before, they were still using it. So they were kind of able to be brought into it. Starting October 1st, they'll have to join an Amazon family plan instead or get their own Prime account for $15 a month. Just another one of these things that kind of nickel and diming us, you know, as much as they can. And especially when they've got us right where they want us. I don't know how much more we can say buying local, supporting local, how much more we can talk about it. But we will continue to ring that bell as long as we can. And I don't know if we'll ever stop. I don't know. You don't need a Prime membership for buying local.
No, that's very true. And there are that we do have a lot of options locally. You have a little more driving around, but we're supporting local businesses then.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's ever been. And you know, I've bought birthday gifts and Hanukkah gifts and Christmas gifts on Amazon. I've done all kinds of things. I've shopped on there as much as anybody else. I'm not pointing the finger at anyone.
Well, and sometimes that's the only option.
Right. And that's when I've done it, when it's the only option. But I'll say that I've never bought anything and felt great afterwards buying it from Amazon. But
right.
I can't think of a time that I haven't bought something from a local, especially vendors or something along those lines, and it doesn't have an extra, you know, kick to it. It feels good. I don't really buy things for myself, but when it comes to others, it feels good. And then when you're doing it, you add on that extra little bit of seasoning to it of, you know, it's local, means even more. You know,
right, because that money stays here in our community versus going who knows where with Amazon.
And whether we're talking about this or any other of the subscription programs, if you really want to be heard or if you really don't like these, the only way these businesses listen is affecting their wallet. It's similar to what we talk about with your sports team. Hey, if you don't like what they're doing, you want them to hear you, stop going to the games. Like, that's the only way they hear you nowadays. You have to affect rich people's wallets. Otherwise, they ain't gonna. You can put together all the protests you want. You can go, and I encourage people to do that, by the way. I also encourage people to put together their online petitions in these things. They're fantastic. Keep at it. Keep doing the nonviolent protesting. I am all in favor of that. That is a part of Americana. But you also have to understand, as an adult, you really want to be heard, you have to affect their wallets. That's what makes rich people listen. They are not empathetic. They'll quit this heartfelt millionaire. I mean, man, here's the thing about empathy. You don't have it if you're not with people. And if you, the richer you get, the more you exist in a bubble and surround yourself with people that are also like that. So you start to lose more and more touch with your everyday human being. That is the way this works. If I'm wrong, please somebody correct me. But I've been watching this a long time here, and over 40 some years, I ain't never seen an empathetic millionaire. They may call themselves that. They may say some of that, but it's hard for me to believe that. What do you know about my struggle? Ours. I mean the collective as everyday citizens. What it's like? Like how many? I'm looking for not. I'm done looking for empathy. I want you to be able to relate. I want to know what you.
Actions speak louder than words.
Amen. Yes. And to me, I have a hard time, whether it's a politician or it's a CEO or anybody like that, when I'm hearing them, I don't see any struggle in them. Half the time, these are people that have never even had dirt under their nails. I'm tired of voting for people or supporting with my wallet people that just don't get it. It's like similar. Years ago, I stopped spending money in this town with businesses that don't put back into this town. And that's just me, but I don't, if you're going to support local, to me, that's the definition of supporting local, supporting businesses that support us, that support this community. I don't mean us at the radio station. I just mean us in this community. Yeah. Although it doesn't hurt when you support our radio station.
We appreciate that, too.
We like it very much.
But we have to remember that we, the people, have the power, and there's more of us than there are of them.
Yep. The next time you're at the bar and you're having a beer or something like that or anything, take a look around and see if there's any younger people around, if you're not that person, certainly. Because I'm curious how common this is in rural areas, because this is becoming a bigger thing around the country, it seems like. There's a new TikTok trend of people wanting a beer on the rocks.
What?
It's apparently catching on among Gen Z, and the idea is that adding ice is the, quote, most refreshing way to drink a beer. This isn't the first time people have been passionate about ice-cold beer, especially in the summer, but adding actual ice is controversial. Someone is in the comments said, literally any chilling method is fine except ice cubes. Quote, some influencers are taking it a step further by, quote, crafting their ice lager, making it a chelada.
Chelada,
okay. With lime juice and a salted rim, maybe with some
tahine.
Thank you. I knew it was something like that. In a recent poll, nearly one in three young adults admitted to putting their pints on ice, and 20% said that they find the idea of adding ice to a beer and wine refreshing. It seems like most people are doing this with light beers, for better or worse.
Which is even more funny.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about melted ice making your Michelob Ultra or your Coors Light.
It's not going to really change the taste too much.
Nope. I have made this joke for years, like many people out there, that Coors is just basically water, with a little bit of alcohol in it. And if you love Coors, more power to you. Here's the thing. We don't have to worry about offending anybody with beer. If you love it, what we say isn't going to change that.
No.
You know, I think of all the subjects I feel like we're safe on. I don't think we have to worry about offending anybody talking about beer.
And they don't advertise with us, so it's
right,
fine.
Right, yeah. When it comes to going back to a conversation you and Seth and I had about the drinking, like how many Americans are drinking and how that number has just shot so far down. And then reading an article like this and with the younger generation doing something like this, and basically whether they realize it or not, watering their beers down, which I would think makes your night last longer, maybe.
Yeah. You know? And you feel better the next day because you're a little more hydrated.
This makes sense.
I like it better with the light beers. Actually, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'd be very hesitant to put ice in anything that wasn't a light beer.
Mm-hmm.
The thought of putting ice in a stout or a porter just makes me sad.
I will be honest to every bartender out there. If you hand me a beer and you throw an ice cube in it, I'm handing it right back. Like,
now, on the other hand, if you want to make like a beer cocktail or a beer, like a mixed beer drink, I'd be more inclined to have ice in that. Like if it was a Guinness and root beer.
Mm.
And yeah, you usually don't put ice in root beer anyway, or you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see doing ice in that. And then if you added a garnish of some kind, I don't know, cherries or something, that I'd be okay with trying.
I think that you sold me on that. Like that particular version I would try for sure. A shout out to all the bartenders out there. I think one of the more underappreciated industries out there. And by the good bartenders. We all know good bartenders and good ones out there. Talking about the other types of bartenders, though, they've been doing this already. They've been watering down beers forever. Like, I mean, you guys caught on to our trend here or something. I don't know. But it's an interesting one.
I think you could make a cocktail with a beer just fine and add water or some other, like a sparkling water even maybe.
I could see it.
Sure. Why not? And ice. Go for it.
Would you try it or have you tried it? Let us know. 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. We'll take a quick timeout, get to our news, sports, entertainment, and take care of our partners. And we'll come back and talking about, hey, if you get motion sickness, if you get car sickness, well, we might be able to help you out.
Whoa.
That's coming up on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Mm-hmm.
everyone wants a cure for motion sickness or car sickness or something along those lines.
Yes, being nauseous is no fun.
Yeah, yeah. And a new study found that music can help alleviate motion sickness.
Alleviate?
Alleviate is an even better word. Let's go with that. which seems like really good news. But you can't just listen to anything. It's not just any particular song that you can just pull out of the radio and go ahead and listen to.
The
best music to relieve car sickness symptoms is, quote, gentle music and cheerful music. Which could include stuff like classic music, soft rock, yacht rock is pretty big for that. Maybe even throw some Enya on there. I would particularly, I would say jazz it would be a good fit to this. And joyful pop music includes songs like, and we, you know, copyright wise, could not get into all this, Happy from Pharrell, Can't Stop the Feeling from Justin Timberlake, Shake It Off from Taylor Swift. These were some of the suggestions they had. And then the big one that they suggested, Hakuna Matata.
Seriously?
Yep, Hakuna Matata from the Lion King soundtrack is the number one suggestion. The idea is that motion sickness often causes negative emotions and tension, which trigger symptoms like dizziness and nausea. Music can calm negative triggers, which can relieve the effects of car sickness for some people.
Huh. That's fascinating. And, you know, if you can do something that doesn't require you to take a medication, even better.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all for that.
Some of those songs, you know, depending on what you find joyful, might not be what everybody else finds joyful. So headphones, maybe, but...
See, there,
whatever it takes.
And there is where I think part of the fun comes in, because whether you deal with motion sickness or car sickness or not, most everybody out there has a go-to or songs that make them happy. Mm-hmm. I've mentioned many times, I can be in a grumpy mood and I hear Stevie Wonder, and there's just something about his music that just gets me uplifted. And I'm starting to bob my head, and you know, before I know it, I'm not even thinking about what I was 5-10 seconds ago.
Well, music does so many things, so many good things, I think. I mean, it can also, I suppose, do negative things, according to some people. But I think there's a lot more positives that it can do.
Yeah.
Change, to alter your state of mind or your mood. And a lot of times, like, I mean, we listen to music to help that, right?
Well, yeah. You know, and it's interesting because I've never dealt with motion sickness or anything like that. I'm sure maybe I have and I just don't remember it, but I certainly haven't dealt with it a lot.
Well, I remember it.
I know my Nana used to deal with it a lot, and she would talk about, she would not go on certain trips just because of it. So I certainly empathize with it.
So as a kid, our school bus was one of those old station wagons that had the backward seat in the very back.
Yeah.
You know, where you'd open the whole back door would swing open and you got this big bench seat. So there were some of us who would claim car sickness so they didn't have to sit backward in the back seat. But then suddenly it became like this, that was the popular seat. And we'd rotate, you know, like it was a rotating.
Yeah.
So that somebody didn't always get stuck in the back. But then it became the popular place to sit because you're so far from the driver and you're facing backwards. They really can't see you or yell at you or anything. So
I cannot get enough of mischievous Melissa stories. I cannot get enough of those.
Our fix when I was that age was you just have to keep something from lunch. So you have a little bit of food to eat on your ride home. Because that also helps alleviate car sickness.
So there's another
motion sickness.
My Nana would have oyster crackers.
Yeah, having something in your stomach helps.
Yeah, yeah. So there's another helpful thing. Now, I do think that we can all take part in this, too, because we can all suggest happy songs or songs that might get us out of our mood. I know I can't be the only one. You know, I get to a point where, all right, I'm sick of being sad or I'm sick of being angry or something like that. And I want to just force my mood out of this. And music is a big part of that for me. Music is a big helper in that.
I like Sammy Ray and the Friends. It's joyful music. She's fantastic. And her friends are also fantastic. I like I like their music.
I don't know, folkier or acoustic music can do that for me too. You know, some of that. You know, there's something about that, especially in the morning, that can be a good start to the day. Yeah. I like that. The study notes that sad and agitated music could exacerbate. I knew how to say that. Discomfort and motion sickness. The problem is, what if cheerful music, like the stuff that, you know, kids listen to, or something like that, like Kids Bop or something along those lines, kind of drives you crazy. So you were touching on this a little bit.
Right.
It's unclear if the study accounted for different musical tastes or if they just used the typical responses from the people who participated in the experiments. That part I would be very curious about. For example, a hard rock fan might get a happy feeling while listening to hard rock, you know, which another person might look at as, well, that's angry. You know, and what is angry to some isn't to others. So.
Right. Yeah, and what makes you feel better in the moment is, obviously not going to be everybody's cup of tea.
I could see why they included that, but I feel like we would have made that, you know, call ourselves. I don't know if you're not a Taylor Swift fan, if you were going to pull up Taylor Swift songs just to get out of motion sickness. and I don't mean that as any bad or good thing. I just mean, you know, I think that we're already going to stick to the music we like.
Right. Well, and we all have those songs that are just triggers. For us,
yes,
that we just absolutely, it comes on and you're like, change the channel.
Yep. There is a number of
none of those.
Now that may now I wonder, can that help in the regard of taking your mind off of it? You know, the sickness, the motion sickness, and all that. I don't know if that works that way. I don't think so.
No, because it would make me angry and annoyed.
There we go. Yeah. So,
it's the negative emotions we're trying to avoid, James.
Yes. Melissa, I have been looking for different ways because, you know, we're doing this show and creating content around it for our co-hosts and our guests and everything. You want to have things that you guys can jump in on, that you are engaged with, but also that you get, you know, you're excited about, you like to talk about, your passions, things like that. Also, one of the things that has been really fun working with you is that you like curveballs, and you like to hear and learn about things that maybe you aren't in your wheelhouse. So I was trying to find something that fell on both of these lines, Melissa, and I think I may have found one category that might be interesting to you.
Okay.
I have the heaviest and lightest NFL mascots. What you can do with this knowledge, I have no idea.
I'm more interested to hear what NFL mascots there are, because I know none.
See, there we go. We're going to learn all over the place on this. Which NFL team has the heaviest mascot? Which has the lightest? Be advised, we're not talking about the people who wear the fuzzy suit and dance around. There's no need for that. We're talking about the actual thing the team is named for.
The fuzzy suit, yeah.
So DraftKings came up with a ranking based on, I really don't know what they did. I don't know what they did to do this, to figure this out. It should come as no surprise that the New York Jets top the list, since their mascot is an actual airplane.
It is
a jet, which is estimated at a million pounds.
I'm gonna have to look these up. Because what does a jet suit look like?
That's because they're going by the literal thing. So not even just the mascot uniform, which is what I thought they were going by. They're going by the literal, the
actual, thing they're
Next up on the list would be the New York Giants, who are the Giants, like the Giants people, because a literal giant would weigh nearly 20,000 pounds, 20 under, more than that. A third is Tennessee. A Titan, a mythical Titan, would weigh over 10,000 pounds. After that, we start hitting the animal kingdom with the fourth place
Bears.
Going. The Houston Texans. Even though a Texan sounds like a person, their logo is a bull, which weighs about 2,400 pounds. The American Bison represents the Buffalo Bills. That rounds out the top five at 2,000 pounds. And once we run through the rest of the land animals, including panthers and Bengals and colts and dolphins, we come to the humans. And the heaviest of that crew is the Oakland Raider, since he wears armor. He's got 220 pounds. Running a close second is the Pittsburgh Steeler at 200 pounds, because steel. The lightest is a San Francisco 49er at 175 pounds. He's lighter than a Packer, a Buccaneer, a Saint, and a Viking, to name a few. And then after all of that comes the birds.
Ah, the cardinals.
The eagle is the heaviest at 14 pounds, the cardinal the lightest at 1.5.
But aren't you impressed I even got one?
I wanted to, so I'm sorry I didn't do it this way. I really wanted to do this at the end, and now we'll just get the winning bells in there for every one of those that you got, Melissa. So that was fantastic on your part. The cardinal is only the second lightest mascot. The last spot goes to the Los Angeles Chargers because the lightning bolt weighs nothing. It's an interesting list. I want to see where they put a Packer. Where did they put a Packer on this list here?
Somewhere in the middle there with the Raiders and the Chargers and the...
Yeah, I see. Yeah. So, it's somewhere near the middle. Let's see here. They do have a bear as 600 pounds. So, that is bison, bull, and horse.
A horse. What team is the horse?
The Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, duh.
And you didn't need to know that. You don't have. You're fine without knowing.
Okay,
that.
But a colt is a baby horse.
Yeah. See, so
that shouldn't be heavier than a bear.
Yeah. So the Denver Broncos and the Indianapolis Colts are the two with horses. Now a Bronco is a full grown horse.
Yeah.
Whereas a colt, you're right. Yeah. Bronco. So they have them weighing the same amount. That ain't right. This list. I'm telling you, we were looking for accuracy here, DraftKings. Come on. I tell you, I do find it interesting that the where they put the humans, some humans at 200 pounds and some at 190 and some of these things. Like I really actually kind of would like to know how they put this together just for fun, just interesting, out of interest, I guess. by the way, the Cleveland Browns, they made an elf. I know I should know where that comes from. I've followed the Browns for a long time, but I don't know. I guess. What is a brown? Careful with that.
Right. That could not. Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on. you can find the complete list at tropicalfruit.com, thetropicalfruit.com, if you want the entire list. Thank you for playing along, Melissa. You're the best. You're the best. We will take a quick timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the show, morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for being here today. Had a lot of fun. Get into our schedule and some good stories of the day now.
Before we do that, James, can I just bounce back? Because I had to look it up. Mm. The Browns is because it came from the mythical creature brownies.
Oh, really?
In Britain. It dates back to the early 16th century.
Oh,
the small hairy creature that lives in houses and farms with people.
Boy, Melissa, you just made me and a bunch of people in Cleveland happy, and it's hard to make Brown fans happy right now. That was pretty cool. Those that didn't know, that's pretty interesting. That's
right, but they did switch over to the dog in 1961.
Yeah, the dog pound.
Just had to clear that up.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Of course, catch other great news and reporting from Melissa at WFHR.com in our newsletter. Much more local stuff. It's still just as interesting. Head on over there, everybody. And check out, while you're at WFHR.com, check out the Rapids Report. We want to thank our listeners for supporting the show and following the show to the podcast form. We really do appreciate it. It has been doing very well over there. And we're going to have a great one lined up for you today. Two great episodes. In our first one, we will talk with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey Ealing will be with us. Lacey Ealing. I keep doing that.
I know. It's
okay. And she never corrected me. She's such a... She's so nice. All in, and I know better, too. Lacey's going to be with us. We're looking forward to that. And part two, it's Realty Radio with David Farnborough. Hey, we're looking forward to those. Be sure to check out the Rapids Report past episodes as well. All waiting for you at WFHR.com. We will also have some great high school volleyball on the radio over on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI.
Yes, this is a new sport for us, right?
Yeah, it's only our second one that we've gotten here, and we got Mike and Beth tag team in this. Seth going to make sure they sound good. It'll be at 6:50 tonight. Pre-game kicks off Newman Catholic at Assumption Girls. Going to be a good one. Be sure to check that out. We'll be talking about it on Playmakers tomorrow from 4 to 5. Be sure to join us for that. And, of course, wanted to remind everybody about some other things going on in their area. One of the things that we love to support is local musicians. Yes. If you're a local musician and you'd like us to talk about you or mention where you're going to be performing or anything, please reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. We love our friends, the part of the Cowboy Union Jam band. They perform at Mid-Mill Library here in Rapids. There will be no Cowboy Union Jam in September, originally scheduled for September 10th. They'll return on October 8th at 1 o'clock at Mid-Mill Library and the second Wednesday of the month.
Awesome.
Enjoy this amazing band, especially if you haven't seen them before. Make plans on October 8th to see them over at McMillan Library. A big thank you to them for letting us know about it.
Yeah.
River Riders Bike Share Fall Community Bike Ride coming up with Wood County Sheriff Becker.
Yeah, that's happening tomorrow.
Yeah, it's happening in Lake Wazeecha, White Sands Beach. Get on over there. It's supposed to be some nice weather. Ride will start at 6. Meet at the River Riders Bike Share Station in the parking lot at White Sands Beach. Riders receive a free bike t-shirt while supplies last. That is so cool. And I know for a fact that Sean is ready for this. I was talking to him a little bit off air about it. Like, how are you feeling about this, man? He's like, it's a great experience. And I cannot tell you how genuinely our officers love and appreciate this event.
Well, it's a chance for them to interact with, you know, the community on a good day.
Yeah.
And that's important. But make sure you bring your helmets because... The cops are going to be there.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be there. Yeah. It's a great note. It's a great note.
Safety first.
Safety first. And also encourage you, if you can, you know, bring in the kids, bring the family around for this one. Every chance the kids have to see us interacting with our officers in a citizen way, it makes it that much easier for them to go up and talk to them if they need to.
Right. And they are part of our community. And then this, you know, are ways that they can show that. So bring your bikes. There are ride share bikes available, but those are limited. So if you have a bike and your helmet, bring those if you can.
River Riders Bike Share Fall Community Bike Ride happening with the Wood County Sheriff Becker tomorrow at Lake Wazeecha. They'll kick things off at 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
Perfect.
We had our good friends from Extension in the other day, and we were talking about Wood County's agricultural and household hazardous waste disposal clean sweep.
Oh, the fall clean sweep is coming.
Yeah, this Saturday, September 13th, 8 to noon, over at beautiful Saratoga Town Hall at 1120 State Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. This event makes it easy for Wood County residents and producers to safely get rid of their unwanted household and agricultural hazard waste.
Yes.
Now, there are items that are accepted and some that aren't. Now, we've been told many times by our friends at Extension, if you're uncertain, certainly reach out to Extension. You can find a list.
Call them.
Otherwise, if you're unable to do that, bring the item, and if they can't do anything with it, they'll let you know.
And they might be able to give you direction on where to take it. Just make sure things are labeled in their original containers as much as possible.
A big shout out to our friends at Extension and, of course, our great friends at the Wood County Health Department. If you want to know more about this, you can give them a call, 715-421-8440, 421-8440.
And help keep our groundwater clean by doing proper disposal of things that are not able to go to the regular landfill.
You're really tired of hearing about PFAS? Let's start making the land better and the water better. We don't have to talk about them. That's how we do it, doing these kind of things. And let's continue to support local and our great friends over at the Southland County Humane Society. They have their 5K9 walk run coming up. This is coming up, where is that? September 20th.
Oh, wow.
At Red Sands Pavilion at Lake Wazeecha. Online registration is available right now. You can get on over there. And you can also register on site if you want to that day. We'll talk more about this as we get closer to it. But a big shout out to everybody involved with this one. Very excited. They're going to have...
Don't they have like wag bags?
Yeah, yeah. I love that. I love that.
They called it that.
The logo and the shirt is awesome, too.
Register early because I think you need... The longer you wait, the less chance you have of getting a wag bag.
Yep. Get on over there and do that, and know that you are supporting one of our great local nonprofits that do so much great important work in this community. Go to swchs.com to find out more and be listening this Thursday. We're in the 10 o'clock hour. We'll have a pet of the week for you, Will.
Of course.
I don't have to tease that. Will, they'll definitely be having that.
It's part of the regular schedule.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And was looking forward to getting into some good news stories of the day from around the world. And this one, I can be honest with everybody, I'm going to take part in.
Ooh.
Author James Patterson wants you to finish that novel you've been working on. He recently launched something called the Go Finish Your Book campaign. and just announced the 12 winners. Each budding author will get up to $50,000 to help them finish their manuscript.
Whoa!
Now, I have read a couple of James Patterson books. I think he's a fine
author.
There's
so many.
There's so many of them and everything. My grandpa and my mom love his books and everything. And I respect him as an author. This is the coolest thing he's ever done.
Yeah.
This is by far, this is putting your money where your mouth is. There's a lot of writers that talk about doing these kind of things. He's literally doing it. And I am definitely going to, if you are like me and want to be a part of this next campaign, you're going to have to wait probably a year, but I'm doing it. I'm definitely doing it. I don't know if I'll win or I'll be one of these people, but I'm definitely going to give it a shot.
So as of 2024, James Patterson has published over 285 books.
Oddly, I would have said 300. I mean,
you're not far off.
No, but that is not still surprising. It's impressive. It's very, very impressive. It's just the guy seems like he has a book out every year, and he's great. He's a consistent writer.
Very prolific writer.
A big credit to him for doing that. I think that's incredibly cool.
That is awesome.
And how cool is this? A woman from Argentina took a trip to Italy to see the town her father grew up in, and the Airbnb she rented ended up being the house he was born in.
No way.
That's so weird. I got goosebumps when I read that.
That's so cool.
She didn't realize it until she got there. She brought old family photos with her and was planning to go search for his old house, but then she saw it in one of the photos and realized she was already there.
Already there. Oh, that is so cool. That sounds like a movie.
It really does.
Are you, Hallmark?
Yep. They're getting the
Hallmark. And while she's there, she falls in love.
Yes, that's the only thing missing.
They end up buying the house. And
it's got to be, the romantic male lead is an Italian. You know that. It's going to be a guy from Italy. It's going to be, or maybe she meets an American also on vacation. And we got it half written for you, Hallmark. Got it half written. I mean, go ahead. You just give us a couple bucks here and there. We'll be fine. We'll be good. Great show today, Melissa.
Yep, you too, James.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.